IRS, and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers shipping to all orders in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Congress to stop this new comprehensive immigration reform bill. It allows an unlimited number of new immigrants, plus the 20 million already here, more rights and privileges than we have, like no prosecution for identity theft or fraud, but citizens will be prosecuted for the same crimes. Welfare and Social Security benefits, credit for time worked in Mexico, flimsy documentation for citizenship, plus they get to bring the whole family here, free in-state college tuition, and get this, no border barriers built without consulting Mexico. Right. That's just some of what they're planning. If they pass this, get for the biggest invasion, the biggest tax increase, the biggest mistake our country has ever made. So call Congress toll-free at 866-340-9281 before it's too late. Tell them no Andy and to act like a man. Call us to toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS or saynoillegals.org. That's saynotoillegals.org.
How much did you pay for your last loan? $3,000, $6,000, $9,000, or even $12,000 to access your money from the equity in your home? Hi, I'm Ken Tyler from Purpose Funding, where we specialize in nothing pocket, nothing added to loan balance. We even pay for the appraisal upon loan completion. Truly nothing. So if you're tired of spending thousands of dollars to access your money, call Purpose Funding now at 866-347-FUND. That's 866-347-FUND, where we do it right on purpose. 866-347-FUND.
And now, a heavyweight fight against illegal immigration and defend the First and Second Amendment rights straight from the ghetto. Prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating pure rage.
Stupid America, good evening. If you ain't dead, you ain't paying attention. Webster's Integrated Dictionary have a problem word, folks. Thesaurus defines the word lobby as, quote, a person or group that tries to influence legislators. A lobbyist is one who, quote, tries to get legislators to support certain measures, unquote. When we think of lobbyists, many times we think of someone in the pay of business or special interest goes to Washington, D.C. to do their bidding. Many times, in fact, most of the time, lobbyists are just regular Americans. That's right, Mr. and Mrs. America, John and his wife. That's who goes to Washington, D.C. People who are angry, fed up, or maybe they just have a passion for the issue that they take with them to the nation. Excuse me. Such was the case when 38 talk show hosts took their audiences to Washington, D.C. to lobby Congress to release and pardon Ramos and Cohen and Officer Hernandez and to demand that there be amnesty for illegal aliens in this country. It was an amazing thing to see, folks. People from all over the country, all races. See, I got to bring up the race thing. I don't even like it about race. But I got to bring it up because the rotten, stinking Washington Post, the first thing they in their article was that most of the people at the rally were white. Now, what that's got to do with, I don't know. They were Americans. But if the Washington Post can play the race card, then I can play it too. It was amazing to see folks of all sizes, races, colors, creeds, right there in and out of congressional offices, doing the lobby work of their fellow Americans who, for whatever reason, could not make the trip. Everybody came to Washington, folks, and those of us who could spoke those who could. We spoke Congress people and their representatives. And for the most part, we were treated with respect and dignity. And why shouldn't we be treated with respect and dignity? That's the way we should always be treated. Members of Congress are public servants. Servant means to serve. Now, we don't just scream, we pay your salary. No, we're not talking about that. We are talking about people whose salaries we pay, and they are to office. But nonetheless, they are servants of the American people. We also go in there with respect and dignity and treat them with the respect that they should be treated. But they are nonetheless our servants. Their title is public servant, not just the elected official, but those who work in their offices also. The problem is that some of them tend to forget that they work for us and think that they are some type of dignitary or some kind of royalty, and that ain't the case. Now, we were in Washington on the illegal alien invasion issue. That was our total focus. We went into each congressional office with that focus only. We didn't go in there with a whole bunch of issues because you don't get anything done that way. So some offices we visited to simply say thank you for a job well done. Ed Royce's office, Bill Bray's office, Dana Rohrabacher's office, and many others who we went in to just say thank you. Don't stop doing what you're doing. You're doing a perfect job. And people need that. They need that encouragement. Then we had other offices that we went into to complain that they sucked for whatever reason and they weren't doing their jobs. We had a 5-person team that we lobbied with, folks. 2 from California, 2 from North Carolina, and 1 from the District of Columbia. We visited the North Carolina offices first, and then the representative of the Washington, D.C. area. Now, since 3 of the members of our team just by coincidence happened to be black, we decided to visit the members of the Black Caucus. Where do you think we were treated the worst of all the offices we went to? We'll get to that in a minute. Now, mind you, we always went in there with respect, we were polite, we had smiling faces, and we had the utmost courtesy toward those who were in these offices. Here's how it usually goes for those of you who have never lobbied in Washington, D.C., and I have done it many, many times. When a representative is not there, and they usually aren't, a congressional aide who handles the immigration issue for the representative will sit down with you. Now, they will hear what you have to say, and they will always take notes. They will usually spend approximately 15 to 30 minutes with you, and they will pay attention. Even if they're not paying attention, they'll act like they're paying attention because that's their job. Remember that. That's their job, to see you are happy when you walk in that office. When you walk in there, it is their job to serve you. It is their job to hear your gripes, your complaints, or your praise, whichever it may be. But it is their job to sit there and do that. Now, you cannot keep them all day because they have other things to do, but they must take their time with you because that's the way our government is set up. And then, after they have listened, after they have paid attention, they are supposed to promise to relay your thoughts and wishes to the congressperson. So again, I ask you the question, where were we treated the worst? We walked into my congresswoman's office, Diane Watson. I went in nice, you know, just regular guy, you know, happens to be on the radio. I introduced myself as Terry Anderson from the Terry Anderson Show. I handed my card to the receptionist, and then she told me very nicely that I had to speak to the communications director. So we sat down, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited. 10 to 15 minutes, which is ridiculous in a congressional office. I've never waited more than 3, 4, or 5 minutes. We waited, and we kept sitting there, and this was the first time this had ever happened to me. Then appeared a man with the body language of somebody who would rather be at a ball game or a nightclub and an attitude to match. His name was Bert Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D. Now, he walks in with an attitude. Here we are standing here, 3 black folks, 2 white folks. Here we are standing here representing our thoughts to him to represent to the congresswoman. Here we are standing here waiting for him to give us the service that we as American citizens are required to be given, and we demand. This guy walks in, and he says, "What can I do for you?" I said, "Well, we're here on the illegal invasion issue, and I know the congresswoman's not here, because it was Monday. She's probably in flight, you know, coming from L.A. I understand that. And we want to relay some of our thoughts to her through you so that we can make sure that she doesn't vote yes on amnesty." Let me tell you what happened next. This cat looks at me and says, "Well, you know, man, if you want something, you want to leave some thoughts, you need to write them down on a piece of paper or something, and I'll give them to her." I looked at this guy like he was from Mars. I thought to myself, this is outrageous. And you know what I told him? I said, "That is exactly the level of representation that I get from Diane Watson in my home district where I just came from and where I live. You are matching her. Idea for idea, thought for thought. That is exactly the way she treats me. You are treating me the same way. And I see that she hires people that reflect her attitude." And I walked out. Now he's thinking about it. Whoa, what did I do? As I'm walking out of the office, this clown looks at me and said, what did you want to say to her? I said, "Not a damn thing. Nothing. Bye." And walked out and shut the door. Now, what I'm trying to say here, this man here had no time for us. And this is what has happened at each and every black caucus office I have been to. Unbelievable. Now, we went to Eleanor Norton Holmes' office. She don't have a vote anyway. But we went to her office. She represents Washington, D.C. The guy there was nice. He sat down and did his job with us and took notes. You could see he was totally opposed to what we had to say. But nonetheless, he did his job. That's okay. He's entitled to see it differently. But this office I went to was outrageously incompetent for a congressional office. Unbelievable. And that has been my experience with the black caucus. And here's another thing. I asked each black caucus office I went to, why does the black caucus vote totally the same on every issue? And they all got very defensive when I said that. "Oh, no. They all vote their conscience. They don't vote the same." Now, it's just a coincidence that they all seem to end up with the very same vote on every immigration issue. And if this was the NFL and the owners voted that way, they would all be in jail for collusion. You know, but just some kind of way they all happen by coincidence to vote the same. And I said to each and every one of them, "You know what? Okay, whatever you say, I'm not going to stand here and argue with you. Why does your person happen to vote this way?" Never, they never have an answer. My point is this: when you go to Washington, don't waste your time with members of the black caucus. They have their minds made up already. It's all about get whitey. And they're not ever going to come around to do the right thing on this issue, even though here in Los Angeles, black folks can't get jobs. Here in Los Angeles, black folks are being killed because of their race. Here in Los Angeles, black folks are being run out of their community. Here in Los Angeles and Houston and other big cities of this country, black folks right now cannot get the representation that they should be getting. And the black folks deserve that because they put these clowns in office. Right now, Juanita McDonald died. Rest in peace. She's gone. Juanita McDonald, I doubt very seriously if she's going to be able to pass that seat on to another black person. That doesn't matter to me. I just want somebody that represents me right. I don't care what color race they are. But let me tell you something. That representation that those black people don't deserve in Congress is disappearing every day as these Congress seats go over to Hispanic people because of the number of votes changing from Hispanic from black to Hispanic because of the jackpot babies who grow up and vote. That's what's happening. And it's going to continue to happen. Now, me, I don't care what race somebody is as long as they serve the American people correctly. But these people who have a caucus based on race are going to lose that power because they wouldn't stand up for their constituents who needed the power in their communities. That's what's going to happen. Our trip was very fruitful. It was great. We had a great time, except for my visits to the Black Caucus offices. We had a very good time. I even had a Congressman, John Spratt from South Carolina, who held the congressional elevator for us so we could get on. What a nice guy. Didn't know what we were there for, didn't know anything. Held the elevator so we could ride. We had a very nice time. I'm going to talk a little more about it into the show. But let me just say this. Lobbying is an experience that all Americans should do at least one time in their life. America would be a better country if Americans got in the face of these who represent us. We made an impact by going to Washington last week, and in general, we were well received. We will always be have some there that don't like us. They're not approachable. They don't like what we have to say. But on general, Americans are Americans. And let me say this one last thing. We need to do more of this. If we did it, we would have a better America to live in. We're not going to stop. We can't. This is necessary, and we will continue it every chance we get. Thank you, Roger Hedgecock. Thank you, Fair. Thank you, D.A. King and all the rest who put that event on. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about legislation in Sacramento that would seriously compromise the careers of deputy sheriffs and police officers across the state. State Senator Gloria Romero, State Assemblyman Mark Leno have matching bills that would give the press and the public virtually complete access to a police officer's disciplinary records. That's a bad idea for cops and for public safety. Violent suspects, prison inmates, and anyone else with a desire to compromise the careers of a peace officer need only make an allegation against us, and it's not their responsibility to tell the truth. Imagine all those false and malicious allegations in the hands of the personal injury lawyers who sue police officers and law enforcement agencies. Together with other police officers' associations, we're working hard to make sure legislators learn what Terry's listeners already understand. Cops need more support, not more liabilities. I'm Steve Remich. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion, and I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks listening in Phoenix, Arizona tonight at KFNX 1100 AM, the great K-Dawn, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. You're nice, I'm nice, you're nasty. Woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we've got a real, real winner slash loser. San Francisco is visually the most beautiful city in the world, my opinion. But for the last 40 or 50 years, it has justifiably had a reputation of being the most hopelessly liberal city in America. Mayor Gavin Newsom, whoo, what a piece of work when he's not fooling with his staff's wives. In an attempt to up the ante, making San Francisco even more unlivable, last week restated the 1989 sanctuary city policy. He said, quote, "I will not allow any of my department heads or anyone associated with this city to cooperate in any way, shape, or form with the raid, with these raids," unquote. He's speaking of the ICE operation Return to Sender, where 1,400 people were recently arrested in Northern California on immigration warrants. Now, we're talking about criminals and others ordered to leave the country who have not left, and Mayor Newsom is against that. We're talking about people with police records, and he is against that. Needless to say, the illegal aliens are ecstatic about what's going on. They love it. They found a champion. They're saying, what a guy. Imagine being a criminal knowing that you have a sanctuary city and the blessing of the head of that city. That's amazing. The good news is that ICE doesn't give a damn about what the mayor has to say. They don't need his permission, and they say they will continue to seek out, arrest, and deport the people on their list. And if that execution of the sworn duty that happened to come, if they happen to come across an illegal alien not on their list, guess what? He goes too. And his babies, and his mama, and anybody else who happens to be an illegal alien, if they happen to come across him, he goes. Again, San Francisco and its mayor, Gavin Newsom, are working to set the nation's standards for lawlessness. They believe in San Francisco, if you don't like the law, don't change it. Just break it. Gavin Newsom, you suck. Your city sucks. Your policy sucks. And you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, let's get straight to our guests. My buddy John Clark. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Thanks pretty good.
For having me on. I appreciate you going after Gavin Newsom because I think you know that's my city. That's originally where I'm from. And they've just taken it and took it down the toilet.
They've bastardized that city, John. They have really turned it into a dung heap. You know what I mean?
The problem with this sanctuary is now it's spreading because these ICE raids, even though it's a dog and pony show that the government's trying to say, look, we're enforcing the law, it is working.
Sure it is.
These people are panicking, and now Redwood City, which is south of San Francisco, is passing a sanctuary law. San Jose already has passed a sanctuary law. Mayor Giuliani, who's running for president when he was the mayor of New York, sued the government, the federal government, to keep it a sanctuary city, but yet he's running for the president of the United States, along with McCain and the rest of these clowns. I mean, every single one of them should be, on your horriblest clown list.
Well, they usually are. They work their way in week after week.
Your encounter with the Black Caucus, that's not just the blacks, the whole Democratic Party, I would say 99% are
white.
Well, that's
true, John, but I was just basically speaking of the offices that we chose to go to just happened to be of the Black Caucus. But no, we've been received nasty in some other Democratic offices also. And I can imagine if we went to Congressman Flake's office, who's a Republican, we'd be received just as bad, or Chris Cannon. So, you know, it all depends on where you go.
The Democrats, as you well know, not one voted to help these Border Patrol agents, Campion and Ramos, not one Democrat. The Democrats, I've been working on the Hill for about 13 years now. I think we've known each other, almost the same amount of time. And it has just become deplorable. I mean, when I first went there in 95, they were on our side, the Republicans, because they were afraid of what happened with Proposition 187, and they were also afraid of United We Stand. They didn't know how much power United We Stand, how many people. They were definitely afraid of a third party. But as soon as George Bush came on the scene, even before he was elected president, memos went out. Do not touch immigration. Do not touch immigration at all. These are congressmen that I had worked with for a few years. All of a sudden, they changed. And when you say these are public servants, well, on paper, yes, but believe me, these, especially the Senate, last year when they were trying to pass the amnesty, some of them were getting 500 phone calls an hour against amnesty, and you see what they did. They still voted for this amnesty. This is no longer our government, hasn't been our government for a long, long time.
Well, that's our fault, John.
Well, the only way we're going to get anything done, Terry, is, and, you know, thank God for people like you and Barbara Coe and Tom Tancredo and Lou Dobbs and, a few others around this country. We've held them at bay, but, I don't know how long we can do. More people have to get involved.
You're absolutely right. It's our fault. We get we interviewed, I did the Peter Boyle show Monday and Tuesday. I co-hosted with him in Washington, and we interviewed four congressmen. And one of them was Dana Rohrabacher. He made one of the most profound statements that I've heard from a congressman. And it's something we've all said, but I never heard a United States congressman say it. He said, it's Washington's job to do the right thing. He says, but you people are not making us do what you want. You are not holding our feet to the fire. And Dana was absolutely right when he said it. And I applaud him for saying it. It is our fault. It all falls back on us. When we start electing these, I look at Maxine Waters gets in with 86% of the vote. Diane Watson, 85%. I mean, it's outrageous that some of these districts, Jeff Flake, whoever runs against this guy, he got in with 75% of the vote in a Republican state, and he's totally anti-American. And nobody's saying a word about it, and it really angers me.
Well, you know, you also have to realize, and you've known, I've known, and a few others have known, that illegal aliens have been voting in our elections for many years. Years ago, when I first went there, somebody in California gave me a list of all the illegals voting in our elections. This was 10, 12 years ago. I gave those to the House Investigative Committee. They did nothing with it.
Well, John, you're absolutely right. They do vote. But that 86% that Maxine Waters gets in office with, that's not illegal aliens. That's black people voting for her. It's just like in Jeff Flake's area. That's not illegals voting for her. That's no, Republicans
that's putting him in. But, you know, the black people have been conned into thinking the Democratic Party is for poor people.
But what about the Republicans who put Flake in? Who's conning them? I mean, these are mostly white Republicans in the state of Arizona, and they're voting this clown. Look at Cannon. Cannon couldn't get elected last year. He was in danger. The president and the first lady come out here, make speeches, make radio and TV commercials for Chris Cannon, and these stupid Utah Republicans say, well, I don't like him. He sucks on immigration, but the president said vote for him, and they put this idiot back in again. It's unbelievable.
Look at the others. You know, the Republican Party is just... incredible. Look at the people that have ruined the Republican Party. You got Hagel, Chuck Hagel from Nebraska. Chuck Hagel was part owner of ES&S voting machines. Now, there's two companies that control 80% of the voting in this country, ES&S and Diebold. Well, he lied to the Senate Ethics Committee in 2002 and said he was not part owner. But yet here again, he wants to run for president of the United States. Not only that, years ago in Nebraska, Chuck Hagel tried to get Doris Meisner fired because she went into the packing plants trying to match up Social Security numbers. Well, he threatened to get her fired. Then you have Martinez, Mel Martinez, who we call the Cuban connection, you know, speaking Spanish on the floor of the Senate, is now the head of the RNC. And what the RNC
the stupid Republicans down there in Florida keep voting this guy in. He can't get in with just Hispanic votes. They're voting this guy in. They're voting in Flake. They're voting in Chuck Hagel. They're voting in Chris Cannon. They're voting in Lindsey, what's his name, from North Carolina?
Lindsey Graham.
Horrible people, and they keep putting them in. I got to take a break, John. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about your video right after the break. Folks, we're getting ready to go to break. I want to remind you, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we like to play clips from our friends. This is from our good buddy, Augustin Sabeda of the Brown Berets de Aslan. This is what he thinks of you white folks out there. He didn't mention me in this one, but he hates you folks, really.
Augustin Sabeda, the Brown Berets, we're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here, and none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Raza Fuerza, this is Aslan, this is Mexico. They're the pilgrims on our land.
Go back to the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Townhall.com.
Hewitt Afternoons, 3 to 6, 870 KRLA. Just right.
Terry Anderson Show. We were having a little discussion off the air here. We'll handle that later on after the show. We're going to get right back to John Clark. Before we do, don't forget, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. We can't do it without you. We run a tight ship here, and we use all the money for airtime. We don't have public radio doling out time to us and allowing us to come on and say what we want. They wouldn't let us on for 2 seconds. So we need you to stay on the air. The mail's been light lately. A lot of you have helped. We appreciate it. Those of you who haven't, how come? That's what I want to know. Send us a donation, folks. Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We'll give it out again at the end of the show. Have your pencils ready. Let's get back to John Clark. John, let's talk about your video, because I got to let you go in a second. You just made a real nice one, and I saw it at Barbara Coe's meeting. Very nice video. Brief and to the point, covers it all, well-made, good production standards. When can people see it?
I'm going to be in Los Angeles this next week at the Freedom Forum at the Garden Women's Garden Garden Grove Women's Club in Garden Grove on 9501 Chapman, and also at Eagle Forum in Seal Beach. That'll be at Farmers and Merchants Bank at 7:30. Both of them will be at 7:30 p.m. And I hope people come out. The name of it is America, Rule of Law or Anarchy. They can also get it on our website, www.immigrationcontrol.com. And I think when you saw the film, people that are watching it now are shocked at the figures. I was shocked myself. I mean, I knew that illegals have killed many Americans over the years, but we came up and I did some research into it and found out that at least, minimum, 27,000 Americans have been killed by illegal aliens since 9/11.
That's
A lot of
That's
people.
Not including the drunk drivers, you know, people that have been killed by drunk drivers, et cetera. And not only that, 1 million sex crimes have been committed in the last 10 years by illegal aliens. 1 million. And talking to somebody in the Senate the other day, they said, we have to pass something. I said, no, you don't. Just enforce the law.
John, we've got plenty of laws. We don't need any new ones. I tell it to people all the time. They say the immigration system is broken. Yeah, it's broken because you won't enforce the laws. Enforce these laws for a year and then tell me it's broken. I guarantee they won't have that. John, I got to go. I want to thank you for coming on. I want to encourage everybody to see this video. It is one of the best I've seen. It's not real long, folks. You don't have to sit through a lot. It's right there for you to see. Everything is there. It's really, really a fabulous piece.
And, Terry, I just want to pass on to your listeners, please support Terry and other people that are patriotic trying to save this country, because if you don't, it's going to be all over.
All right,
and,
John.
Thanks again, Terry, for what you're doing. You've been a great patriot all these years, and God bless you.
You take care. John Clark, folks. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's see who we can pick on tonight. Let's go to Greg calling from Reno. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How
hey,
you
buddy.
Doing?
How you doing?
I'm great. Hey, got your show last week. It was great.
Oh, thank you.
Really enjoyed it. I was going to say, our favorite sick, twisted, perverted little cartoon character, Savita, I think that clip would be a fantastic clip to play if ever someone was debating somebody like Bill Richardson or Loretta Sanchez or any of these illegal alien lovers.
Greg, you know why? You know why I play it so much? I play it so much because it has an impact. And American, my brother always says, you should write the guy a check for saying that stuff, you know. And he's right. This has impact. This is how they feel. And this wasn't just him. There was a woman there with him and a bunch of other people screaming. I was there that day. I saw those words come out of his mouth. So I know it came from him. This is a guy, and he's on public radio here in Los Angeles. This is a guy that spews his racism on the air, and he gets away with it. Now, they call me a racist, but you know what? All I'm talking about is the law. He wants white people to go back to Plymouth Rock. He wants them to go back to Europe. And they'll tell me in a minute, go back to Africa. But you know what, Greg? I ain't going anywhere. And most white folks I know aren't going anywhere. This is our home. We are indigenous to this land by being born here.
Oh, we've been here for a long time.
There you go. Was America stolen from the Indians? Well, yeah, the Indians got here first, but guess what? They came from somewhere, too. They didn't just spring up out of the ground. Everybody came from somewhere. They got here first. You know, countries change. I mean, that's just the way it is. Was it right? No, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, that's true. I got a question for you. Other than lining his pockets and those of all of his buddies and wanting cheap labor, do you think there's any other reason why George Bush and his ilk are trying to cram all these cheap labor, illegal aliens?
Well, you know, they talk about the North American Union and the One World Order and all this stuff. I don't get into that because it's a little deep for 1 hour a week. But, yeah, I think it's got a lot to do with that. I think George Bush would like to be the king of the world. And if he can get the North American Union going and they put some head of it, I mean, you know, maybe it'll be him. I don't know. There's a lot said about this, and who knows how much of it's true, but I do know this. There must be some hidden reason for him to go against his country this way. It's got to be. And anybody that tells me that George Bush is a good man is crazy, because he's not. He's not a good man. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, this Tuesday, May 1st in L.A., there's going to be walkouts, people telling people not to buy stuff and anything. But the main reason, every school should have the funds slashed by 90% who allow their students to walk out and protest downtown or anywhere against this country. They're in school to learn. They're not in school to bash America. And if they don't like it, the students and the people who provoke the students could leave America anytime they want.
I totally agree. And if a kid doesn't have a reasonable excuse for being out of school, suspend him for a week. Make the parents take care of him. You know what I mean? That all the school is to most of these people is a babysitter anyway.
So I would suspend him for a week. Suspend him for a year.
You know me, I'd suspend him forever, but that's just me. I'm a tough guy. Ron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how are you?
What's up, kid?
Great guest. Clark did some research. It's good stuff.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, and congratulations for going to Washington again for us and battling for us. That's thank you so much.
My pleasure.
The national ID card is going to cause some problems. There's no doubt about it. If they can give the national ID card to anybody, they're just like, oh, well, we know who he is. But it's really the national ID card is just really to follow all the Americans. But it's just a back door to say, oh, we'll give all the illegals national ID cards. And it's just really a back door for that. But it's not really good to have a national ID card because all they really want to do is control America.
And I assume you've got somebody coming to speak on.
I do. I have Ted Anderson.
Ask me how did I know? How did I guess? Go ahead, Wendy.
I have Ted Gunderson coming this Thursday to the Granada Forum, and the national ID card will be talked about, but he's going to talk about current and the corruption of the government, what's going on in Washington and some of the big guys at top. So it's this Thursday at the Granada, and our phone number is 818-385-4003, and you go to www.granadaforum.com. And, you know, Ted Gunderson was the bureau chief for the FBI of L.A. County at one time, so it's going to be a great talk, Terry.
Okay, kid, I hope you have a successful meeting, and, you know, we've debated this card a few times, and we'll see what happens on it.
All right, take care, Terry, right, God bless.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Charlene calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Charlene, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, thank you for representing all of us in Washington.
It was my pleasure.
And I'm calling from United for Sovereign America, and we're in a state of emergency and national crisis, and we need the Americans to stand up and be counted, and we would like to see these Americans be at our USA Day at the Arizona State Capitol on May 1st from 10 to 1 when the illegals march. We would just love to see 1,000 Americans there because the illegals just get thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, they do, and they've got a lot to gain, but you know what? We've got a lot to lose.
Right.
And Americans, Charlene, just for some reason just won't come out, although behind closed doors they will vote. They will use their money. They will do whatever it takes, but they are afraid to go out in public. A lot of them have. See, an illegal can go out there and be recognized by the whole world, and nobody's going to deport him or anything else. His employer dare not fire him for being there because he'll be sued. But an American, on the other hand, if an American goes out, he's afraid he's going to be seen. He's going to be ostracized from his place of work. People are going to ride by and throw a brick through his window.
Right.
You know, and it's just a tough deal to get Americans to go. But I hope you have a good turnout. You got good folks there, Rusty.
I wish you were here.
Well, we wish we were there. We'll be there with you in spirit.
You know, McCain doesn't want to talk about illegal immigration, and we are going to do our best to replace Jeff Flake.
McCain is a horrible Republican, so is Jeff Flake, and they're just two of a kind. It's really, really horrible.
And we're going to replace Flake.
Good for you. Charlene, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You take care.
You too.
All right, let's go to Gene calling from Long Beach, California. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, I just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Terry.
This is Jeannie from the Eagle Forum.
That's right.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Your program is just going great guns, and regardless of the reaction that you had from that particular Congress office, hey, they heard you. They heard you, and they're not quivering in their shoes yet, but, you know, that may come to be. That may come to pass.
Jeannie, I have a feeling that they're listening to this show tonight.
Oh, hey. Of course they are. They're taking the pulse of the nation.
Good.
And you know, I wanted to comment on Nancy Pelosi. You know, she is such a hypocrite. She hires illegals, and here she is with her commentary of going and trying to be the next president.
Can you imagine this country with her as the president? Can you even? I mean, my mind won't even get around that one. You know what I mean?
I understand. It is, and it's so terribly, terribly scary. But you know, there are still patriots out there. You, Barbara Coe, John Clark.
John Clark's a good
You know,
guy.
I was so happy when I heard him. I tried to get on. He's going to be our speaker this next Thursday, Terry.
Good.
At our Eagle Long Beach Eagle Forum chapter, and I invite those people that are in the surrounding Long Beach, Orange County area to come. And if anyone wants to get there and they need a number, Terry, give them my number. They could call me, and I'd be happy to give them directions. But you know what, Terry? I just want to thank you, and I know those people that are out listening in the hinterlands are also thanking you because you, my dear friend, are doing a service that is so needed, and so you keep it up. I know you will. You will not give up. Never, 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 never give up.
Never.
Never, never. And thank
right.
you so much, Terry,
right,
for
Gina,
giving me time.
You take care. My pleasure.
God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That is one sweet lady, folks. I've known her for some time. She really does a lot of good work for this country. Let's go to Frank calling from Nevada. No, let's go to Gil calling from Las Vegas. Gil, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello. Hello, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
I wish I could have been with you on that trip to Washington. I had 5 million Americans with me.
Next time, Gil.
Yeah. Also, if all of your vast listening audience, we all sent your program $100, we could make your program into a two-hour program or a three-hour program.
Yeah, we could. And we'd be paid up for a change instead of always worrying about the money. It is a huge problem.
By
it
the way,
really
speaking of the Black Caucus, now Jesse Jackson and Sharpton have a lot of voters behind them, and I was thinking, do they have the same attitude that Diane Watson and the other ones on in that part of L.A.?
They're pretty much on the same page.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's unanimous. You know, like I said, there's a collusion going on. They say they vote their conscience, but just by – see, look at the Republicans. The Republicans don't all vote the same way on this issue. The Republicans vote different ways. The Republicans vote some for us, some against us. But the Black Caucus votes unanimously. So does the Hispanic Caucus. Not one of them votes any different on this issue. That's a bit strange to me.
You know that Brown Beret speech? I wish you could play that 3 or 4 times each time you have a broadcast.
It's a good one. Gil,
it's
thanks.
It's a great revelation of what's happening to this country.
It is. Got to go, Gil. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Frank calling from Reno, Nevada. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir. Here's the key thing that can happen to change the whole future. Verification of documents.
Yes, sir.
So here's what happens. When the guy walks in, put down your driver's license, take the time, make it mandatory that they run it through and make sure that's a real driver's license. Next, Social Security, do the SAVE program, run it through, verify that Social Security, make sure that's a real social, and if they got a birth certificate, verify it through vital statistics. Then you give that person the right to vote. But we must block all these illegal votes because there's 40 to 50 million of them, and everybody's getting padded in their pockets, and that's what's wrecking their legal American vote.
And
we have to take the illegal vote out of the equation.
And Frank, if they don't know how to do it, I would refer them to the IRS.
We need to.
The IRS can teach them how to verify everything. Fake something on your income tax and see how quick they figure out that it's wrong. These are experts at this.
It's a federal crime to commit fraud on a federal document. When everybody commits a fraud on a voter's registration document, that's a felony. So right away, what it is, they all got in there, and there is tremendous amount of illegal aliens voted, and they're putting their boys and girls in there that are for the open doors, and it's invading our national security. But people, half them, third of those people in Congress don't even belong there. They've been paid off, and they've been put in there by illegals. You got the Asians, you got the Mohammeds, everybody up in Chicago. You just bob your head back and forth, eat some rice. Next thing you know, you're a Muslim, and then you just name yourself Muhammad. Get your fake ID, and you can vote. It's not fake. You have to tell the truth. You have to prove who you are when you get to vote, because them soldiers' votes overseas are getting canceled out, and they're shedding their blood for the freedom we got. So we have to eliminate the illegal vote. You have to, beyond a shadow of a doubt, prove that you are really a legal person. You cannot vote in America if you are committing fraud and you are faking it. It's not going to happen. We have to take that vote out of the equation, and then the real American votes will be counted, because they bum-rushed us, and they got over big time, and we must take it. It's an emergency. Get the FBI, everybody involved, because you cannot walk into an office and get your right to vote.
I would agree.
If you are a liar.
Got to go, Frank. You the man. Thanks for the call, buddy. Great call. Let's go to Sandra, who was at the Feet to the Fire. Sandra, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. What a great rally it was.
Wasn't it great?
Yes, it was, and you had a great show. I attended it last
weekend or last Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
And you were one of the best speakers at the rally.
You're too kind. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say that when I was at Capitol Hill and I noticed, I don't want to dishearten our listeners or your listeners, but there were a lot of lobbyists running in and out of those congressmen's offices.
I saw the steel workers. Boy, they had 730 people there. I talked to them.
Actually, they were on our side.
Oh, absolutely. I talked to some of them. We went sightseeing a little bit at the Lincoln Memorial, and I talked to some of those guys. They were with us.
They're
100%.
Set up.
Yeah,
set
yeah.
Up. Yes.
And that's part of what the steel workers were asking for is the influx of illegal people coming in and knocking them out of jobs. So they're right on.
That was good timing,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was.
It was. But I want to give you a quote from one of the offices we went in, Sheila Jackson Lee out of Texas.
Mm.
We didn't get to speak with her. She was too busy, but we did get to speak with her staff member, Ted Hutchinson. And we specifically wanted our borders secured and our laws enforced. And this is a quote. He said, "We don't want to isolate our voting bloc."
Voting bloc.
Our voting bloc. And I said, we are your voting bloc. We are Americans. We vote you in, and we can vote you out. And he started backing off and saying, well, I'm, you know, this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, he's looking at his notes as he's talking to us. This is something that he apparently had pre-written or...
Hey, trust me, Sandra, the people in her office know how she feels on this issue.
Yeah.
This woman has tested... When I testified in Congress, she made some of the most vile statements I've ever heard against Izola Foster, against me, about our bogus claims that we were making about the schools here, and everything was true. I saw her on television once at a town hall forum in Houston apologizing to an illegal alien for use of the term illegal alien, apologizing for it. Unbelievable.
Well, she would be one of those congresswomen that your audience should call and let her know that, you know, she does not follow the rule of law. And who is her voting bloc exactly? I also got a chance to have breakfast with Dianne Feinstein. And I got to hear from her lips that big corporations and agriculture's businesses are more important than the American citizens and Californians. And I heard it over and over again. And the last thing she said was, and ICE raids are separating nursing mothers from their babies, and at that point I was ready to throw a donut. So.
Yeah, well, I'd have been ready to throw my lunch from day before yesterday.
I tell you,
Sandra, thanks for the call, and thanks for all you did.
It was great.
It was my pleasure, and thanks for you going and all that you did while there. That is important. We are all a force. We just have to use that force.
Yes.
All right, Sandra.
Take care.
Let's go to Judy calling from Stanton, California. Judy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi there, Terry. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good. I just want to thank you very much for keeping these subjects out in the public eye and
yes,
real
ma'am.
Important stuff. And I just wanted to add myself into the mix with Wendy and Jeannie. We run the Freedom Forum of Orange County out here, and we've got we took over for Rosemary and Chuck, and we've got John Clark coming in to speak. At our group on Wednesday the 2nd.
Fantastic.
And just, again, to say thank you for keeping these subjects alive and keeping our spirits up, because it's sure easy enough to feel down about these things. And
it
to
is.
See people like you and John and Alex Jones and others like that be so dedicated, I really appreciate it. And just wanted to let you know that.
Judy, do you have a phone number, contact number?
Early. And do I give that to you?
I mean, if you got a number, you want people to call for information on your meeting or a website or something?
Well, we have a hotline. We've got a website. I'll go ahead and give them my phone number.
Go ahead.
It's 714-761-1509.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling, Judy. Hope you have a successful meeting.
Thank you, Terry.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Anita calling from San Jose. Anita, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi. Well, a crazy thought, but I wish we could do it. Withhold our tax payments.
We don't agree with what they're doing. They're not representing us. They're representing other people who are, and our tax money is given to them in the forms of social services and everything else. They're aiding and abetting invaders of this country, so they don't deserve to get our money to help them with that. So let's withhold our taxes. And I'm serious, okay?
Well, it's a good idea. The problem, Anita, is who would join you, and would you end up being the Lone Ranger sitting there, you know?
I hope everybody who's in the same wavelength, I hope that they would at least give it a thought, because we are being taxed with no representation.
That is true.
And the other side is the invaders are being represented and benefited from our hard work. And you know, it's just I'm willing to pay interest and penalty in the future. And maybe, I don't know if they would, you know, round us up and throw us in jail, but I think it's legitimate. And under the Constitution, I think we can find something. You know what? Very, very quickly, too, I don't understand too much about law because, you know, I'm not a lawyer or anything like that. But there is something here about the Congress that it says about sedition. This is jumping into something else real quick. And there is something, Section 350 U.S. 497, that it says that the state government also have the power to prevent harmful sedition. But then it says, however, the state cannot punish sedition against the United States where Congress has already preempted legislation in this area by occupying this field with legislation of its own. That means that if the Congress changes the law, that stays. And it doesn't matter what these other people do if they are now changing the law. And
that's
I saw
true.
This congressman here in San Jose. His name is Luis Gutierrez, and he actually said it, that
he's from
a lot, 80% of the people that voted in Chicago.
I walked by his office in Washington, D.C. last week, and I almost threw up when I saw his name on the wall. I kept walking. Would have been a waste of time to say anything to him. Anita, I got to go, Anita. The show's over. Thank you for
right.
the call. Call me again.
All right.
All right. You take care. All right. Nice lady. Sorry, guys. Can't get to the rest of you. I'll try to take the new callers first. I want to say something about Kevin James. He co-hosted with me last Sunday night. What a guy. He got let go by KABC here in Los Angeles. You know, if KRLA had any sense, they would hire this guy here and put him on every day, drive time, get rid of one or two of those dinosaurs they got on here at the station who people don't listen to anyway. Kevin's a great guy, and I want to thank him for coming in and doing the show with me. It was fantastic. I want to remind everybody, Childress, Rusty Childress, immigrationbuzz.com. Don't forget, buy something American this week, folks. Americans need you. This week with the swings, a change of direction, and do you believe in mass movements? Good stuff. You can read it on our website, This Week with the Swings. I want to thank everybody that participated in Washington, D.C. last week. It was really nice. We had a great time, and I want to thank everybody involved. It was nice. We have power, folks. We just don't use it. That's our problem. If you want to help us stay on the air, send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We need your help to stay on the air. It is a very expensive proposition, and we thank all of you who have helped us in the past. We know it is a sacrifice, and we appreciate it. Don't forget those three websites that we talk about all the time, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
The Terry Anderson Show was brought to you by the friends of Terry Anderson.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.